Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ben Jones, the CEO for Canada Energy Partners. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is CE. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Thank you, Juan. Glad to be with you.
Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of CE for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
Right. Canada Energy is a relatively young company. We were formed in 2006 and completed an IPO in November of 2006. And over the past 4 years have assembled approximately a little over 100 sections of gross leasehold in northeast British Columbia. We have a very concentrated land base, strategically located on two natural gas resource plays. We have the Montney Shale trend there, and we're right in the middle of the fairway of the Montney. And we also have a coal bed methane project there.
Well, good. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on the Peace River Montney, and also you provide a recent update on Manias.
Right, right. We just tested our first and second horizontal wells in the Montney formation there at Peace River, and one well we had a peak rate of 14 million during the test, and a stabilized end rate of 4.4 million a day. And that was from a four-stage frac job. So we were very pleased with that. We feel like that being about a million cubic feet per frac stage compares very favorably to the Talisman Farrell Creek project, which is adjacent to us and slightly north of us. And it's actually that yield was actually about twice the average yield per frac stage in the early Talisman wells. And then we had another well that we had slightly disappointing results. It didn't yield the kind of flow rates that we were looking for, but over a 16-day test, its end rate was about 1.2 million cubic feet a day. We were still making significant water and sand flow back at the end of that period. So we think there's a chance that with some remedial work and retesting that we hopefully can get that rate up a little bit. But anyway, we feel real good about our acreage base. We have had third-party resource assessment on that Peace River project, and that third-party assessment came back with an average of about 189 billion cubic feet of gas in place per section of land there.
Well, great. And talk to us about some of the trends right now in your sector, Ben, and how well-positioned you believe the company is with some of your wells there to capitalize on them.
Well, again, we're kind of early stage right now. We're just getting some early drilling results there. We're very excited about our land base there. And we are bracketed to the northwest by Talisman and their Farrell project, and on the southeast we are bounded by Shell. As you may recall, Shell Oil bought Duvernay Oil about 2 years ago for $5.8 billion, and Shell has just recently drilled five horizontal wells immediately off our lease line at Manias. And We have the logs have been released on several of those wells, and they appear to have extraordinary reservoir characteristics, and Shell is currently completing those five horizontal wells. So we expect to have those results within 30 to 60 days, and we feel very good about Manias, that it's going to be a very rich play for us. To the northwest of us, Talisman has been very active. They've spent over $300 million on their Farrell Creek project. And 2 days ago, Talisman and announced that they had entered into a joint venture with Sasol, which is a South African conglomerate who has been an industry leader in gas to liquids technology. And Sasol came in and committed $1.05 billion to the Farrell Creek project for the drilling and development of that project. And if you look at, as a matter of fact, I've got a an analysis by CIBC that basically says that Sasol paid 22 cents per MCF for the resource potential in that Farrell Creek project, and also a little over $41,000 an acre. And if you if indeed we could verify that our acreage is as prolific as Farrell Creek, I mean, those would result in very large numbers. It would indicate that we're a dramatically undervalued story right now.
Certainly, and so what else would you say makes a company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think we're unique in that we have one of the, there are just a few smaller market cap companies involved in this Montney Fairway in northeast British Columbia, which has emerged as one of the top shale gas plays in North America. And we have a very concentrated land base. We are partnered with a couple of larger Canadian companies. Crew Energy is our partner at Peace River, and Daylight Energy is our partner on a portion of our acreage at Manais. And we think we're a unique story in that we are in one of these one of the more prolific shale gas plays with a significant land position, and yet our market cap is really small, you know, somewhere between $40 and $45 million right now. And if you look at our resource potential, which we internally assess at about 1.8 trillion cubic feet, we think we're one of the more exciting microcap stories out there.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience there, Ben, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team.
Right. We I am an engineer by education. I've been in the exploration business for 33 years. I'm actually based out of Louisiana, which is a little unusual, but I put in about 25 years exploration experience in the Gulf Coast region of Louisiana and Texas. And myself and a partner sold a predecessor company to a publicly traded company in 1997, and I kind of had a do-over, a new start in the business, and decided to pursue coal bed methane. And strangely enough, the Trail of Clues led me to British Columbia, which had tremendous coal bed methane potential, in my opinion, at the time. And so I basically went to British Columbia chasing coal bed methane. And we assembled a significant land position on the CBM play there, and it ended up being in the middle of this Montney Fairway. And ends up, the Montney has ended up being, you know, a much larger prize than the coal bed methane. The Montney Shale actually consists of about 85% of our resource potential. And we have put together a strong management team. John Proust is the chairman of our board. He's based in Vancouver, and he has a wealth of experience in bringing natural resource companies into the public arena, and he's been involved in many, many different companies in the past, but he's a strong chairman for us. We have myself, and then we have a senior geologist, Roger Hebert, who has about 40 years experience and a master's degree in geology. He's our lead geoscience and scientist. and Edward Epstein is our CFO. So we feel like we have a powerful but very small and concentrated management team. And we're a little bit unique in that basically right now all of our properties are operated by other larger companies. So it enables us to have a scaled-down management team.
Certainly. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, over the next year, what we hope to do is get our initial two wells at Peace River hooked up and on production. We also are having our year-end reserve study done, and we think for the first time in the life of the company, we will have significant reserves. And we'll recapitalize the company in some form or fashion in 2011. Clearly, right now our cash balance is, we're undercapitalized to go into a shale gas development program. So we will we'll look at all our avenues to beef up our cash balance to allow us to develop our properties. So we expect to have significant year-end reserves, and we hope by the beginning of Q3 2011 to have cash flow coming from Peace River, and there's a high likelihood that our next drilling activity will probably be at Manaus, where we will have direct offsets to the shale wells there.
Certainly, and when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the Canadian Energy Partners energy, your story, message, and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors in the financial community?
Well, certainly right now we feel like we are significantly undervalued relative to our peers and relative to our potential. So I guess the answer to your question is we don't feel like the investor community has fully appreciated the potential of our company. But that's that's a little bit reflective of the commodity market that we're in. As everybody knows, natural gas is not the golden-haired child of the commodity markets right now. There are a lot of people who believe that gas prices will be depressed for an extended period of time. But we're strong believers in natural gas long term, and we feel like we have these resource properties that will be very very strong properties for in excess of 30 years. So we think these commodity cycles will come around, and actually over the last couple of years we've been aggressive in trying to aggregate more acreage on our resource plays, being somewhat countercyclical in this regard. So we think we've got our work cut out for us to educate the investor public with regard to our potential, and we certainly have we're fighting some headwinds with regard to natural gas pricing. But we sure believe that we're a real good value, and for somebody who believes in buying low and selling high, we think we're a real good low buy right now. You there, Juan?
Yes, and sorry, I didn't catch the first part of my question. And so you said that the as far as the way that the company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures and strategic partnerships a pretty important part of your business model?
They are. They sure are. We like I say, we have two significantly larger Canadian public entities operating our properties right now, and we think that's a real asset. We do have some acreage immediately offsetting the shale wells that we own 100%, and it's highly likely that we will operate a portion of that property. But we do think these joint ventures are a real asset.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Ben Jones, CEO for Canada Energy Partners. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CE. Currently trading at 54 cents a share. The market cap is north of 44 million. And so before we conclude, Ben, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we just, we believe that we are dramatically undervalued relative to the resource potential reflected in our lands. We have some very, very strong comparables within the last 12 months that demonstrate the potential value in our lands. We had two acquisitions over on the east end, Monterey Exploration and Storm Energy were transactions that you can go to our website, look at our corporate presentation, and you'll see the comparables there. And then again, 2 days ago, Sasol and Talisman announced their joint venture. And if you look at the metrics of that transaction, you see it illustrates what we believe to be a tremendous upside in our stock price potential. And again, we think natural gas is a great long-term commodity. We think it is the cleanest and most environmentally friendly fossil fuel in the world today, and we think it has a bright future. And we are strategically located there in northeast British Columbia with two powerful natural gas unconventional resource plays, which is the preferred type play in the space today. So we really think we are a real good long-term value for the investor.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Ben, and update our investors on Canada Energy Partners.
Great. Thank you, Juan. It was a pleasure being with you.